Sinfinian's Magazine, September 2026. Dear friends, September marks the beginning of a new season of church life and activities. It is delightful to be beginning the month with a service of holy baptism as we welcome Lewis Porter into the family of the church. This means that our usual Connect service will not be happening in the church hall in September, but will resume on the first Sunday in October. We hope to use the service of holy baptism to not only welcome Lewis into the family of the church, but also to introduce the theme we hope to explore at our Connect services throughout the coming year. And we are excited to share that with everyone on our first Sunday in September. We hope as many as possible will be with us to celebrate that special moment in Lewis's life. We're excited to have another service of Holy Baptism on the 20th of September as we welcome Romy Elliman into the family of the church. Again, we hope as many as possible will come on that day to encourage Romy as she begins that special journey of faith. On Saturday, 12th of September, from 2 to 4pm, we hope to host a community fun day with attractions for families and visitors from the local community. We do need a lot of volunteers on the day, so we hope you have signed the list at the back of the church. On Sunday the 13th, we look forward to Andrew and Joanne Quill, our mission partners with CMS Ireland, coming to share a bit about their work in Ibba Diocese in South Sudan. We're also looking forward to a visit from Daryl Nesbitt from the Samaritan's Purse on the last Sunday in September. Daryl will speak about the shoebox appeal, which has been supported so generously here over the past number of years. Baptisms, community fun days and visiting speakers bring a sense of new life and possibility as a new season of church activities begins. We look forward always to the sounds of life and activity as our organisations return. On Wednesday, communion services will recommence on the first Wednesday in September. I'm always conscious that it takes a huge team of volunteers to make all our organisations and activities happen. We are very grateful to those who lead and help with all our activities. Maybe you have sometimes wondered about volunteering your time in a positive way, or maybe you are in a new season of life which affords you more time than you previously had. Maybe you would like to try something you haven't done before, like sing in the choir or play in the praise group. Maybe you'd prefer to be more behind the scenes and serve tea or coffee at our Sunday services, or assist with catering at funerals, or help with Sunday school or a youth organisation. Please speak to one of the clergy if you would like to help in some way, and we will find a good fit for your skills and interests. At the heart of all we seek to do is a desire to introduce others to the love and kindness of a relationship with God. When that relationship has brought peace and guidance and inspiration to our daily lives, it is beautiful to see other people encounter the same thing and nurture that spiritual part of their life which may have never been awakened before. At the Community Fun Day in September, many of our organisations will have information about their programmes and activities, and there is something for everyone from across the generations. We would love to see new people getting involved and being welcomed, and you can be a vital part of making that happen. At the heart of all is prayer. Each week there are opportunities both online and in person for people to pray together and seek God's guidance for our church, local community, the world and its needs. We hope that many will discover how meaningful that connection with God can be. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector, telephone 02890 793 822. prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom take place on Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinians@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Sunday school. Sunday school will resume on Sunday the 13th of September. All children in P1 to P7 are welcome to come along to enjoy Bible stories, crafts and games. From the registers, Christian burial, 7th of July, John Ray Hamilton, 8th of July, Alice Ray, 16th of July, Jean McMillan, 30th of July, Margaret Hutchinson, 3rd of August, Phyllis Best. Christian marriage, 31st of July, Olivia Tweedy and Martin McMillan. Book of Remembrance. Each year on the first Sunday in November, a service of thanksgiving is held to remember those who have died in the past year. During the month of September, you will be contacted to provide details for the Book of Remembrance, and a form will be posted or emailed to you. Completed forms should be returned to Linda Leonard by Sunday, 27th of September. If you have any queries, please contact Linda on 07952982295. This year's service will be held on Sunday, 1st of November at 7 p.m. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The Divine Healing Ministry Service will resume again on Tuesday, 29th of September at 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker will be David Hamilton. Bishop's Bible Week. Each year, our diocese hosts a special week of Bible teaching and worship to encourage people from our parishes as we begin a new season of activities. This year, the Bible Week takes place from Tuesday, 1st of September, until Friday, 4th of September, at Holy Trinity Banbridge. And the speaker is Dr. Tim Robinson, Assistant Professor of Pastoral Ministry in Dallas Theological Seminary. Dr. Robinson's theme is Surrendered, and his Bible studies will be taken from the Book of Acts. Tim grew up in Belfast and spent 12 years as a pastor within the local church in Northern Ireland, and we encourage as many as possible to try to come to some or all of the special evenings. They begin at 7:45 p.m. Community Fun Day, Saturday, 12th September. We extend the warmest welcome to our Community Fun Day. The organising committee has been hard at work to line up some great attractions for a wonderful afternoon. Attractions confirmed so far include bouncy castles, hot dogs, ice cream, a petting zoo, a ukulele band, messy church, tea, coffee, games, and lots of information about parish activities and organisations. Why not come and explore our beautiful church with Freya's incredible church quiz sheet? We would love to see you there and neighbours and friends from 2 to 4 p.m. Flower Donation Rota. September 6th, Mr. G. Dara. 13th, Mrs. A. Thompson. 20th, Mrs. M. Corbett. 27th, Mrs. M. Catney. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick will resume on Wednesday the 2nd of September at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is welcome to join us for the service and also for refreshments afterwards in the sexton's room. St. Finian's Toddlers Group. The St. Finian's Toddlers Group will resume on Monday the 14th of September from 10 a.m. to 12 noon in the Houston Hall. All parents, grandparents, carers and childminders are very welcome. Come along and enjoy play, arts, crafts, singing, snacks and a cuppa for the adults. Youth Group. The Youth Group will be meeting again in September on the 3rd and 4th Sundays of the month at 11 a.m. in the Coffee Bar, starting on Sunday 20th of September. All young people of secondary school age are welcome. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works for both buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. The last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday, 26th of September. See you then. Jim Hockey, Glebe Warden. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello, ladies. The summer holidays are almost over. It was good to meet in the garden centre during the summer months. I hope that you've enjoyed the long, bright, warm evenings and feel invigorated for autumn. Our group is recommencing on Wednesday, the 9th of September at 2 p.m. Unfortunately, we have found it necessary to increase our tea money to £2 per afternoon. On the first Wednesday, we will be joined by Olive Turkington for an illustrated talk on the history of hats. You may recall her previous talks about bags and shoes. Oh, to be able to walk in 4-inch stilettos again. Our second entertaining evening is Wednesday the 23rd, when we welcome Jeff and Heather Harmon. Their talk, Planes, Trains, Cyclos and Tuk-Tuks, has been summarised by Heather as a journey through Vietnam, Cambodia and Thailand by two retirees who really should know better. As most organisations are starting up again in September, this is an opportune time to remind all ladies that they and their friends are warmly invited to our meetings. Come and try us out. We are a friendly bunch with a varied programme followed by lots of chat over a cup of tea. We hope to see you in September. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and Julie. BB and Anchor Boys. Our Duke of Edinburgh boys successfully completed their Silver Award expedition in extremely difficult conditions, with temperatures above 27 degrees. Great to see Solomon, Liam and Connor still smiling at the end of a particularly hard day with high temperatures and swarms of midges. Start of the 26-27 session. Company and Junior Sections, 7th of September. Anchor Boys, 8th of September. Midterm Break, Company and Junior Sections, 26th of October. Anchor Boys, 27th of October. Christmas Break, Company and Junior Sections, 15th of December. Anchor Boys, 16th of December. Return 2027. Company and Junior Sections, 11th of January. Anchor Boys, 12th of January. Midterm Break, Company and Junior Sections, 8th of February. Anchor Boys, 9th of February. Easter, Company and Junior Sections, Holy Week Service, 22nd of March. Anchor Boys, 16th of March. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or a problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 0751 3947 504. Email robinsmill24@gmail.com. Northern Ireland Air Ambulance Fundraiser. Thank you to all the St Finian's parishioners who sponsored me for the 5K runway run. I was completely overwhelmed by the support, raising over £600 for the air ambulance. Unfortunately, due to the unrest in Belfast in June, the organiser felt it necessary on the day to postpone the run and reorganise it for Wednesday, 9th of September at 11 p.m. on the runway at Belfast City Airport. My cheeky nephew announced that it would give me more time to train. I will keep you posted on how I get on, but once again, many thanks for your donations to a very worthy charity. Patricia Stewart. Craig of Crafters. Crafters raised £2,500 from our craft and coffee morning. We are adding £500 from the wool sale and coffee money throughout the year. The sum of £3,000 will go a long way in southern Sudan, where the I Am Fed project by Fields of Life feeds a child in school for a year for £2.50. A huge thank you to all who supported this fundraiser. Our group starts back on Tuesday, 15th of September. All are welcome. No crafting experience needed. A cup of coffee and a friendly chat is the main focus of the morning. Some sewing, card making, knitting and crocheting happens in a very relaxed atmosphere. All are welcome to come along and join in. Janet Johnson, 077-1188-5203. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. It's that season again when the children and young people start back to school, college and university. My colleague Ian repeats the phrase, every day is a school day. And that means the adults are included in that number. In July, the July-August magazine, I pledged to read a book for the summer called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. How did I do? Great, fantastic, thanks. Well, that's not true. That was me marking my own homework. So far, I've read the first chapter. Recently, I reread some inspiring poems from the late Reverend Liz McElhinney, who preached in St Finian's many years ago and who sadly died of motor neuron disease. In a poem called Words to My Younger Self, she captured the essence of what John Mark Comer is saying at more length. I include a few verses, and if anyone would like a copy of the whole poem, I will bring it to our next meeting. So whether it is book learning, living, learning or both, we may benefit in the coming months from wisdom garnered from people as above or from the Bible and other sources to face whatever challenges lie ahead. So much to tell you now. Knowledge, lectures overlooked, the wisdom learning from living, not wisdom won from books. Make friendships now. Hold fast for life. Explore joys of community. Don't fret that you won't be a wife. These are years of opportunity. You wish to slow down. Time would hurry past. Don't rush to reel the years in. Slow pace. No need to run so fast. Spend time and let the lines spin. Stop fearing God won't take you in until your life is sorted out. Forgetting God forgave that sin. That's what His grace is all about. Reminder dates for your diary. Thursday, 17th of September, Mother's Union area service to be held in St Finian's at 7:30 p.m. The preacher is the Reverend Canon John O'Pierce. Supper in the Houston Hall afterwards. Please let any of the committee know if you wish to attend for catering purposes. Thursday, 1st of October, opening meeting of the new session, general knowledge quiz at 7:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing our members then. Non-members are especially welcome. Thursday, 5th of November, presentation of long service certificates to members and a talk by Linda Thompson, diocesan president, at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, the 3rd of December, Advent service at 7:30 p.m. in the church and supper in the hall afterwards. Also to say, we are delighted to welcome Judith Armstrong onto the branch committee and wish her well. Please see our Mother's Union Midday Prayers and Wave of Prayer for September. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, 075-960-75081, and Heather Leckie, Branch Leader, 079-488-29799. Mother's Union Midday Prayers, September 2026. Theme, Peace and Reconciliation. Reflection for the theme of Peace and Reconciliation from the Prayer Diary 2026. Each September, Mother's Union celebrates its strong connection with the community of the Cross of Nails, a worldwide network of churches and peace-building organisations inspired by the Coventry story of destruction, rebuilding and renewal. The concepts of forgiveness, healing, development, shared understanding and, of course, peace lie at the heart of all the work we undertake in Mother's Union and are at the core of our Christian faith. As we pray, especially this month, for peace, reconciliation, hope and unity in our world and our lives, let us reiterate the prayer central to CNN worship. Father, forgive. CCN worship. Father, forgive. Monday, forgiveness. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times. 22, Jesus answered. I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. Matthew 18:21-22. God of mercy, forgive us when we fail to love and heal the wounds we cause. Give us grace to forgive those who have hurt us, courage to seek reconciliation, and hearts shaped by your compassion. Make us instruments of your peace and your reconciling love. Amen. Tuesday, reconciliation. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. God of peace, draw us together in your love. Where there is division, bring understanding. Where there is hurt, bring healing. Where there is conflict, bring reconciliation. Help us to build bridges of hope and become instruments of your peace. Amen. Wednesday, healing. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. God of peace, bring healing where hearts are wounded and relationships broken. Replace division with understanding, and help us to be instruments of your peace and reconciliation. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thursday, hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. God of hope, fill us with joy and peace as we trust in you. By your Spirit, help us to abound in hope, trusting that your love can bring reconciliation where there is division. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friday, Unity. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Ephesians 4:3. God of unity, help us to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Draw us together, bound in your love, and make us instruments of your peace. We ask this in your name, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Saturday, peace in our hearts and our world. Peace I leave you with, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. God of peace, plant your peace within our hearts and let it flow onto our world. Give us the peace that Christ promises, calming our fears and strengthening our hope. Where there is conflict, bring understanding. Where there is division, bring unity. Help us to be instruments of your peace. Amen. Final blessing prayer, monthly prayer from the Prayer Diary 2026. God of mercy and love, we come before you seeking peace and reconciliation. Heal the wounds of division within our hearts, families and communities. Teach us to forgive you as you forgive, to speak with kindness and listen with compassion. May your Spirit guide leaders towards justice and unity among nations. Calm our anxious thoughts and renew our spirits with your peace that surpasses all understanding. Help us to become instruments of your love, building bridges where walls have stood. May your light shine through us, bringing healing, hope and harmony to a hurting world. In your name we pray. Amen. Wave of prayer. 1st and 2nd of September, Harare in Zimbabwe, Makeos in Kenya, Orgi Magona and Ekiti in Nigeria, Southwark in England, and Pulbani in India. 3rd to 5th of September, Khartoum in Sudan, Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, Bari and Elisa in Nigeria, Gloucester in England, and Dungapore in India. 7th to the 9th of September, Pakon in South Sudan, Southern Nyasa in Kenya, Kitigi and Ayasa in North in Nigeria, Bristol in England, and Karnataka Central in India. 10th to the 12th of September, Pretoria in South Africa, North Mabele in Uganda, Okeosun in Nigeria, Exeter in England, and Barbados. 14th to 16th of September, Matara in South Africa, Namariba in Uganda, Pashkin and Sabonga Ora in Nigeria, Dublin and Glendalough in All Ireland, and Central Solomons in the Solomon Islands. 17th to the 19th of September, Buye in Burundi, Sebi in Uganda, Abakali and Ekiti Oka in Nigeria, Southwell and Nottingham in England, and Belize. 21st to the 23rd of September, Rumbek in South Sudan, Soroti in Uganda, Abenagwa North and Oyo in Nigeria, Peterborough in England, and Northeastern Caribbean and Aruba. 24th to 26th of September, Makamba in Burundi, North Karamoja in Uganda, Lokoja and Sapali in Nigeria, Truro in England, and Tarunzaval in India. 28th to the 30th of September, Katanga in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwenzori in Uganda, Mbabazi and Igba in Nigeria, Meath and Kildare in All Ireland, and Tiruchirappalli Thanravar in India. Services for September. Sunday, the 6th of September, 14th Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Holy Baptism. No Connect service in the church hall this month. 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, the 13th of September, the 15th Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion. 11 a.m. Holy Communion. 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 20th of September, the 16th Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Baptism and the youth group in the coffee bar. 7 p.m. Evening prayer. Sunday the 27th of September, the 17th Sunday after Trinity. 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. morning prayer and the youth group in the coffee bar, and 7 p.m. evening prayer. Creche. Hi everyone. A friendly reminder that our creche service will resume on Sunday the 6th of September and will run every week except on Connect dates. If anyone would like to take a turn with the rota one Sunday per month, please let me know. Thank you to all our faithful creche helpers. God bless, Charmaine. Hello everyone. We hope that you have had a restful and blessed summer. Can you please share with friends, family and neighbours that our messy church resumes on Friday 25th of September at 3:30 p.m. All children of nursery and primary school age are welcome to come along as we gather in friendship to share fun and faith. We look forward to seeing as many as possible. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. Does anyone have a few hours to spare every 3 months? Would you like to come along and join our messy church team? If the answer is yes, please let us know. We would welcome your help. God bless, friends, the messy church team. Soup lunch, Sunday, 11th of October, 2026. It is planned to have a soup lunch on Sunday, the 11th of October, in the Houston Hall after the 11 a.m. service. Please add your name to a sheet at the back of the church if you wish to go. Places will be allocated on a first-come, first-served basis. All proceeds will go towards the church and St. Finian's Mothers Union. St. Finian's History Project, 1932 to 2032. Many thanks to everyone who has already submitted such a variety of interesting stories, memories and photographs to the St. Finian's 100th Anniversary Project. We would be most grateful to continue to receive your stories about people, events and changes in the parish, so do please have a think about anything that might be relevant. We would also like to gather information from the last 25 years of all the new initiatives that have been developed in the parish. For example, the Ladies' Friendship Group, Messy Church, Craig Crafters, Pickleball and Pilates. Any contributions can be submitted on a Word document. Please contact Linda in the church office by email, phone or post Email is stfinians100years@outlook.com. If you're aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Thanks to Grant Dillon for providing the 19th article in this series about his memories of and deep affection for the church. Grant Dillon, thank you to St Finian's. St Finian's, Mum and Dad, Tommy and Dixie, were united in marriage here in March 1955 under the watchful eye of the late Canon Houston. They first made their home in the Craigie Estate before moving to Ryan Park and finally in 1966 to 1 Beach Park, where I was born that very same year, bringing a new chapter of joy to the family, so I'm told. Over the years, many ministers and curates graced our family home with their visits. The then Reverend Mahaffey, Reverend Batty, Jono, and all the curates in between. Mum in particular treasured her conversations with the gentle and wise Reverend Colin Darling. My brother Glenn, my sister Denise and I were regular faces at Sunday school and the many vibrant St Finian's church organisations. Both Denise and I found ourselves stepping into the role of Sunday school teachers. To my Nanny Forster, this was the first spark of what she imagined might become my first step into the ministry, further encouraged by my joyful participation in the church choir. Though that path never fully unfolded. Bishop Dillon, I think not. Perhaps it was the spirit of the time or the innocence of youth, but the church offered more than just rituals. It offered a place for my personality and enthusiasm to flourish. I loved the choir with a passion that still warms my heart. I loved the youth clubs where friendships were forged in laughter and shared discovery. Every milestone, communion classes, starting grammar school, stepping into young adulthood, seemed to fall into place naturally, and heading up to church was never a task but a delight. The choir weekends and church bowlers' dinners were where we proudly prepared the food under the watchful eye of Iris Hay with the stuff of legend. Our excursions to Donegal and Port Salon, Fermanagh and the North Coast all had a magic of their own, as if it lifted straight from a BBC play for today, complete with the camaraderie that such an adventure can hold. N.B. Jean Buchanan. In the early 1980s, we resumed the church pantomimes under the musical direction of Gerald Monaghan. And with tireless enthusiasm of many devoted souls, the productions were dazzling, filled with laughter, music, and unforgettable moments. I vividly recall the 1982 BBC televised church service and the proud mention of our choir being a family affair with three sets of twins learning to move, stand, and sit in harmony, almost silently, yet with hearts full of music, guided by the conducting and playing of Sam Lone. In 1980, I had the extraordinary privilege of travelling to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, as part of the Ulster Project. We stayed with welcoming families in the Wauwatosa. For a young, impressionable teenager, it was a transformative and exhilarating experience, one that shaped my understanding of the wider world and left memories that still grow brightly. Now approaching 60, you would never guess, I look back with gratitude, with joy, and with a smile that comes unbidden. St Finian's has been witness to the milestones of my family and me. It has married my parents, baptized and confirmed my siblings and me, and in its gentle embrace has laid my parents to rest. It has heard my laughter, shared my tears, offered sanctuary, and given the deep comfort that only a true spiritual home can. The feast day of St. Finian of Moville falls on the 10th of September, just 2 days before my birthday, and I like to think there is a quiet, subtle connection there, a gentle reminder of the blessings of faith and family. I have read a little about him in recent times, and one verse from one of my favourite psalms resonates deeply. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Thank you, St. Finian's, for the music, the laughter, the guidance, and the endurance, the enduring light you have brought into my life. Happy 104th birthday. On a very hot day, Friday the 26th of June, a group of ladies and men from the church and Mother's Union helped decorate the sexton's room with banners and balloons in recognition of Nell Moncrief's 104th birthday. What an achievement. Nell arrived with her son Graham and daughter-in-law Kathy to a feast of delights supplied by those who visit Nell or by the Mother's Union. The rector presented Nell with her fifth medal, which is given to those who were born before partition in Ireland, 1922. This is the first from the new president. Accompanying it was a letter from the president, which was read out by the rector. Nell shared great stories with those present, and no birthday party is complete without a birthday cake, which was duly brought out with candles, which Nell blew out. Another great celebration, and may Nell have many more. Thank you from Nell. I would like to thank all the ladies associated with the Mothers' Union that both organised and attended my 104th birthday luncheon at St Finian's Church Hall on Friday the 26th of June. I really enjoyed exchanging very memorable stories with all those present. I would also like to thank the rector for presenting me with a commemoration medal from the President of the Irish Republic, reading out the accompanying letter and translating the medal inscription from Gaelic. I have been associated with the Mothers' Union in St Finian's for many enjoyable years and have wonderful memories of this time. This luncheon brought back so many of these memories. I would also like to thank everyone for their kind gifts and cards, which I will cherish. Love and God bless, Nell Moncrief. St Finian's Pilates. Hi everyone. For this month's article, I'd like to return to the subject of breath and breathing, and in particular, how Pilates can be used to improve the respiratory function for those who may suffer from the likes of asthma, COPD, chronic bronchitis, or just poor function. As I previously mentioned, breathing is one of the main principles of Pilates, and lateral breathing, as it is termed, can be used to improve postural cavity and expand breathing capacity. It can also improve lung volume and develop the intercostal muscles to better squeeze out stale or impure air from the lungs. In turn, this can improve the circulation of oxygenated blood and increase the blood oxygen saturation levels. Joseph Pilates developed the technique of lateral breathing partly as a response to his own experiences in childhood and working with the care and rehabilitation of injured soldiers. The main goal of this method is to deeply expand the rib cage without raising the abdominal muscles or hitching the shoulders. When you inhale, the rib cage expands to the sides using the intercostal muscles, which you probably have never thought about until, like me, you strain one doing something silly, such as trying to do an extended bench press, and then you exhale forcefully, getting rid of all the spent and impure air from your lungs. You can imagine this as a regular action to wringing the water out of a damp cloth. All well and good, but how does this work in practice in a class situation? During exercises, the general rule is to inhale to prepare for the movement and then exhale on performing it in the rhythm with the movement. In some cases, such as the 100, there is a set pattern of inhaling for 5 arm pumps and then exhaling for 5 arm pumps. In others, such as single leg kicks, this may also involve percussive breathing with short explosive exhales for each kick in a set. It can take quite some time to develop the technique, but the one golden rule is never hold your breath during exercises. The following five exercises are considered to be the most effective in improving respiratory function, although all exercises will be beneficial, namely the 100, the single leg stretch, which both use rhythmic breathing as described above, and the dying bug, toe taps, and thread the needle, which use set breathing patterns. I should note that these are all performed on the mat, but alternatives have been developed to achieve the same benefits. The good news is that these exercises are not difficult to perform, and most will form part of a regular Pilates class. Hopefully this has been interesting and maybe will encourage you to give this a go at some stage. I do recommend it. I'll sign off now with my usual message to stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. A small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 0794 1368 546, or email at jcworth@yahoo.co.uk. Samaritan's Purse 2026 Shoebox Appeal. Dear friends, it is our great pleasure to share some lovely news with you. On Sunday, 27th of September, morning service, Daryl Nesbitt, the Senior Regional Manager in Northern Ireland of Operation Christmas Child, will come to speak with us in St Finian's. Daryl will help launch this year's campaign and explain in detail how the Samaritan's Purse really is helping in Jesus' name. We will have boxes and information leaflets on the morning for anyone who wants to help brighten a child in need's Christmas. The charge for each box is 50 pence, please. Looking forward to hearing all about the wonderful work this charity does each year and thanking everyone for their ongoing support, Mark and Charmaine. Alleluia. A parishioner from the church came across the following in a church magazine dated 1989 and thought it might be of comfort to anyone experiencing difficult situations. When my time is near to die, and you should hear of it, come often and stay with me a while to visit, for I will be lonely and will need to be close to people. Look at me and talk about dying without watching your words, for it will leave me free to tell you if I'm frightened. Tell me if you love me, for it will comfort and give me courage to go. And if we should cry together, I thank you now for sharing my grief in leaving the world, for I won't want to leave it. But when it's done, let your grief be finished, and give praise to him who died that we might live, for in death I jumped headlong and straightway into eternity, right into the beginning of the rest of my life. Alleluia. The Reverend Willa S. Mikulski, Rector of St. Martin's Church, Perry,
Iowa. Contact details. The rector, 02890793822. Curate, 07594890019, or email ryan.stfinianscraige@gmail.com. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Telephone 02890792793. Email office.craige@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 02890792793 or email office.craige@down.anglican.org. Please send articles for inclusion in the October magazine to office.craige@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 02890792793 by 12 noon on Tuesday, 1st of September. Don't forget to check out the church website, www.stfinians.org, or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.